Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go. Hello.
Real hot.
You gotta stand still now, shoot.
Well, that's what's up, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Tori D, Z-Fly Smooth T, and we got a special guest that we'll tell you about in just a minute. But you tuned in to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Dog Talk Radio Show. One more week, we about to do it. Z-Fly, who we got with us tonight?
We got a girl. We're bringing a girl back, Jewel, to the show from the NYC. What's up, Jewel?
What's up,
Jewel?
What's up, everybody? Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, boo.
How is everybody?
Good. How are
very
you?
Good.
Everybody's doing great.
Yeah, how you doing?
We are doing fantastic. It was a beautiful day over here. How'd you guys do over there?
I'm where you at. It was nice. We don't, actually, I was stuck in work all day. So I don't really remember the day, but you know, I think it was nice. So I think I stepped outside every like a few minutes for a break. So yeah, it was pretty nice. I didn't really get to enjoy it. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't. What's the weather tomorrow? You know.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I hear it's gonna be nice too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I'm off.
Well, that's cool. It was pretty weird here in Cashville. That's you know what we call Nashville.
Okay.
Today it was about 64 degrees, but no sun. So you were scared to go outside and go walking because you were like, it's gonna rain.
Oh no!
Really?
So it was totally cloudy, 64 degrees, but it didn't rain. So you know, I guess that's pretty cool. My daughter had a track meet. That's her thing. That's what she does. She's a runner. So, you know, we were out there, so everybody was just scared they were going to call it off, that it was going to rain, but they didn't. So I guess, you know, it's a pretty peaceful day. You know, I live my life stress-free, drama-free every day.
That's the way to
be. The weather was pretty peaceful.
Oh, no, that's right. That's what it is.
You know what? Now that I think about it, next week I'm going to do, as my weekly inspiration, just some real talk about how to live drama-free and stress-free.
Mm.
You would be amazed.
Oh, yeah.
At how
yeah,
well,
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll, okay. I'm as sure.
So our producers,
please do.
I'm going to do a drama-free and stress-free weekly inspiration next week. I'm going to give y'all some tips. You'll be amazed at how easy it is.
Oh, yes. Does it have to do with yoga?
Are you stupid?
No, because see, Mama can't do yoga. Let me tell you what happened. I did try yoga one good time,
yeah.
But it's not for me. It's too quiet. It's too peaceful. I'm too lively. And then I'm out, you know, I got a cute shape, but for some reason, like bending and moving here with the leg up right there, my body,
You know
that.
Somebody always farts in that class. Somebody always farts in there. Somebody never fails.
That is
wow.
Your body doing abnormal stuff. You know, the Bible says you're supposed to, no, I'm just kidding.
You're stupid.
That's how I do my kids when I'm correcting them. I'm like, well, the Bible says, now the Bible don't say nothing about yoga or stretching. We're definitely supposed to keep in shape, but that's weird because I'm totally not flexible at all. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, this is just not my thing. So that's what's up. But we will be giving some tips and some tools on how to live drama-free and stress-free because that's a way of life. That's a decision that we have to make. It's definitely a choice. We all
right.
know that stress is a killer. Stress keeps you up at night, keeps you from getting restored to sleep. It does things to the heart. So we'll talk
yep.
about all that good stuff on next week. But I'm just so happy that you are here, Miss Lady. And we're going to keep it, and hey, you know how we do. We're going to keep it real hot
real
and fresh.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
That sound like a plan, Z-Fly?
Keep it fresh. That's like a plan to me.
Sounds
well,
like
that's
a plan.
Okay, y'all, we'll go ahead and start the show. I actually have a short weekly inspiration today,
mm-hmm.
and it's your girl, Tori D, about to hit you with the weekly inspiration. I get my weekly inspirations from a lot of different places, and this one is coming from a daily devotion that you can find at www.bible.com. Again, that's www.bible.com. This is an outstanding resource for anybody out there who is already saved or looking for Christ or looking for answers in the Bible. You can go get Bible resources on here, Bible answers. You can type in one word and it will tell you where it is everywhere in the Bible. So I want you all to go to www.bible.com. But this little tip is called The Fruit of the Spirit is Joy. The Fruit of the Spirit is Joy. It says, Jesus is the author and finisher of all faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. These things that I have spoken unto you, that joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. As the suffering of Christ is abound to us, and our consolation also is abounded by Christ, we need to rejoice in the Lord always. No matter what we're going through, we need to always rejoice. For the joy of the Lord is indeed our strength. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. In thy right hand are the pleasures evermore. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them into the fountains of water. And the Lord our God shall wipe away every tear from our eyes. Remember that no matter what you're going through, you should always have joy. And I want to give you guys some scriptures that are going to tell you how to find joy or where your joy can be found in the Bible. Galatians 5:22. Romans 14:17, 1 Peter 1:8, 2 Corinthians 6:10. Let me give that back to you. Galatians 5:22, Romans 14:17, 1 Peter 1:8, 2 Corinthians 6:10. Oh, and also 2 Corinthians 7:4. So make sure you guys go there and read these scriptures and just get restored, because it's all about having joy in spite of what we're going through. And that's your weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D.
I love it.
Because it's the God in me.
That was
get
beautiful.
You some joy. Better pick you up some joy on the way home. The world will kick you down if you allow it to.
That's what it is.
You going to pick you up some joy, Z-Fly, on the way home.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So, D, can I just say an announcement right quick before we start the show? Okay. Well, Ashley, I just want to let everybody know. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and we also want to let everybody know that we are still doing the $50 giveaway for April. So, as you know, there's only two more Mondays for April. It's tonight and it's next week. So, it could be, you know, the song could be played tonight or next week. And again, the song that you're looking for is TLC's "Who's It Gonna Be." And once you hear that song, if you're the 10th caller, you know, just start calling in, and the 10th caller will have to answer a question, and that question is, what was our number one ghetto on our February 15th show in our 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto segment? So a way you can find it is log into our webpage, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/swap. East, and that's spelled S as in snake, W O T as in Paul, E A S as in snake, T as in Tom. So just log on there, look up that February 15th archive show, and you'll find the answer. Now, I also I want to encourage everybody to call in. You know, if you want to call in, give us your comment. We definitely would love to talk to you. But we do want to thank you for your comments on our Facebook page. We thank you for that.
Yeah.
And, yes, we love that. And we also want to encourage you to listen to the whole show. Because, you know, I got some friends that I'd be like, so did y'all hear the 10 ways you know you get on segment? They'd be like, no, nah, what was that at? I was like, well, did you listen to the show? And then they listened to the show. But a lot of people may not know that we do that segment at the end of the show. So whenever y'all hear final thoughts, that's not the end of the show. After final thoughts, we do 10 ways, you know, you get it, you know, to get your laugh on, you know. So make
right.
sure you stick around at the end of the show for that. And that's from your boy Z5.
Well, you know what? That just sounds outstanding. You did that without a pause, a break, a flinch. You go, boy.
Okay.
I would definitely be like you when I grow up. So, guys, are y'all ready to get started on this topic?
We ready. We ready. We
ready.
Well,
ready?
Yeah. You know, what kind of song you want to hear? I got you. What you want to hear? What you want
to
hear?
I would love to hear some Belle. I ain't heard Belle in a minute.
You know what? We got to represent Belle. You know what? Let me go ahead and play that Belle. I'm going to play that Belle. How about Set It Off? You want to hear that?
Yeah, play that. That's what's up.
All right, y'all, we're going to play your boy Bale Set It All, and after that, we're going to jump into this topic. So y'all know y'all keeping it real hot and freaking fresh.
Set it off.
Set it off.
Under your bed with bald head and the outlook terrible, nothing class is terrible. Where you gonna go when you your own worst enemy? Reflection like a void in the empty keeps killing me. Ladies and gents out like outfits for the first day of school. Worst way to prove they got spun around like bar shoes. The smoke to that garbage flash is so popular. Gonna sign all these rappers just so I can start dropping. Drop through the suburbs, throw dog shit at you while you trying to sell swag. Choke holes, do you say that? It's why the children so sad, I get egged. I'm the type of MC, bring the sky page back. As soon as I find out they ain't nothing to rap, then I got something for you. 38 the door with my soundtrack horrible. Into the floor, you will. Call the floor, tell them bring the whole floor. Please repent, the priest had to spell it out for us. My brain boys and can't retain more. They thought I quit waiting and resting on the laws. Do it correct, I gotta check to make it formal. Tripping, but I never trip. I ain't the one to drop a dime or get asked for a tip, cause I don't know shit powerful. Even trilateral, make producers give up and put rappers on sabbatical or factual. Even when I'm full of lies, I just find the cross dressing more than the days of my eyes. Two produced half hearted, remember how the pain started. Rejected by my peers, and I've known for years. But through my success, they confronted with fears. Funded life, they complacent. Low life in the basement. Smoke from a glass pipe, hyper radio placement. Flavor for your ear, it ain't the customer's taste. They thought I quit hating. But I never hate, never take a cheap shot. Unless I got something to say, something to make out of nothing, y'all be huffing the paint. If you thought I quit stressing, still tugging the weight. Pill, set it off, pill, set it off, pill, set it off, pill, set it off. Pill, set it off, pill, set it off, pill, set it off, pill, set it off. They thought I quit rapping, but I never rap. This is new skin and it's yours, new pop tour. Come through in the tape, vodka or water. If you back against the wall, when you shoved in the locker. Never bought any pop a parking lot, trunk pop a book, trading to the world, they're getting money like doctors. Flash little pieces, rolling up dirt on the weekend. These stupid rap defeats coming the week.
Say what?
Alright, y'all, once again, that is your
Come
boy
on.
Bell, and that is the song Set It Off. And we just love our underground artists here. Even though we feature our artists, we love our underground artists. And real quick, If you are an underground artist and you want your radio, you want your song played and heard by over 30,000 listeners weekly, please email the Real Hot. Please email the Real Hot Fresh crew at realhotfresh@yahoo.com. You got to send us your information, your bios, your music. Make sure that it's copywritten, you know, before you send it to us. But we would love to hear from you, and we would love to play your music on the show. We believe in supporting our underground artists. Okay, y'all ready for this topic?
Yes.
I don't beat around the bush on this topic.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at Jewel. Look at Jewel is ready.
Ready.
Yeah, Jewel, we'll let you start off, but let me go ahead and say it. Okay, so many of us are afraid to say the S word. Now, no, I'm not talking about the S word. I'm talking about the S word, sex. Many churches won't discuss it. Parents hate to face it when they're dealing with their kids. So how do we expect for the youth today to learn how to treat sex responsibly? That's going to be the first portion of this. Then later on, we're going to talk about how guys prey on females' vulnerabilities and get them to have sex. And then we're going to talk about our new generation of sexting. So first topic, Jules, and we'll let you get started. Why are so many people, especially, you know, in church and parents, afraid to talk about sex?
You know what? To me, I think church won't discuss sex because then it would be that they would have to discuss the pedophilia charges in more detail. And I think that's why they don't discuss sex. That's why they don't want to have anything to do with it, because it would make everything complicated and they would have to explain everything. You know what I mean? They would have to then, you know, in the Catholic schools, they would have to go ahead and tell their children, okay, this is inappropriate touching. I went to Catholic school. They never gave those talks. You know, if somebody was missing, they were missing, we would pray for them, but they never gave us those talks about what they never gave us those talks. Those things were never, we would talk about your menstruation cycle, but they won't tell us how the baby would get there, you know? And I think that's the only reason why churches won't discuss it, because there's a whole slew of other things that would have to be discussed with it. And I think that's why they shy away from that. And I think parents hate to face it because, you know, parents are afraid to realize and to really come to terms with, hey, my baby's growing up. And, yeah, my baby might know a couple of things that I know about now, you know, and I think that makes everybody squeamish. And I really think, you know, our youth are supposed to learn from their parents. And I think that when parents taking the parental responsibility isn't just to provide roof, food. You have to also provide counseling. You have to provide, you know, you have to mold this personality and tell them this is what you're supposed to do when you're grown up. You don't put pictures of yourself everywhere because it's indecent in such ways, because you have to respect yourself in such ways, and this is why, you know what I mean? This is indecent. This is inappropriate. This is appropriate. I think that's really up to the parents to really express to their children, this is how you're supposed to act in public. This is how you're supposed to act at home. This is what you're supposed to have. Not that you have to be some repressed prude or anything, but I think that as parents, we should take the responsibility and speak to our children. We need to be up on the up and up about modern technology. You have to know what an iPhone does. You have to know what MySpace is, how to get into albums. You know what I mean? You have to know all these things to be a successful parent these days, because the Lord only knows what your child is doing if you don't know these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
That is the same page I'm on.
See,
how do you feel about that?
I definitely agree with a lot of her points. Like, you know, as far as the parents, you know, I think that parents, you know, they feel like, well, you know, if I don't say nothing about it, then, you know, that's good. But actually, it's not good because, see, you know, kind of like what Jewel said, you know, the parents don't want to talk about it because, you know, they don't want to face the fact that their child is growing up. You know, they don't want to face the fact, but they need to face the fact. Especially living in today's world where sex is almost in front of their face every second.
Every second.
You know, you should want to talk to your child so that way they'll know you know, the right way, you know, how to deal with it. But see, like,
exactly.
a lot of...
I mean, like,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
now, go ahead.
So many, I mean, like, there's so many kids out there talking about, give me that Becky. What is that song about,
oh
you know?
Oh, God.
You know, give me that Becky. What's that song about? You know what I mean? These things, I mean, the media also has a lot to do with it. And we...
Oh, God.
We can filter everything. As adults, we can't... It would be impossible to say, okay, well, the parent has to filter everything. But you should at least know what your son or daughter is watching. What are they popping their booties to? Are they getting as low as they could possibly go? Are they doing it outside? Like, you know what I mean? You should know these things. You should, as a parent, you should try to have some kind of relationship with your child so that your child, you know, when things get ugly, your child isn't afraid to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, this is what's going on and I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do.
Right.
Give me guidance, you know.
And exactly.
I think a lot of parents, you know, blame it on their child and don't take responsibility for what they did not teach them. And ignorance is not
true.
The key to anything. Ignorance is not the key to educate any child.
That
and that's all you're
true.
Doing.
Okay.
That's all you're doing. You're not teaching them anything. By not telling them anything, that just creates ignorance.
Exactly, and then it also creates an environment for them to go and ask an uninformed person like their peers.
Exactly.
I want to touch up on a couple of the things that you said. First of all, within the church, I would have to say I was watching an interview when I saw what the show was going to be about. I was watching an interview this weekend, and it was Darren Hobbs. He was being interviewed, and he's a big-time gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was molested, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
he was saying how it was so shunned in the church, and it was so shameful to talk about in the church.
Yeah.
And me growing up in the church, of course, we didn't discuss it either, but I think you hit on something. There's so much of the pedophilia going on right at church.
Exactly. But you know what? It's so sad. But, you know, in the public, a public joke for New Yorkers is if you want to kill people and get away with it, you become a cop. If you want to rape little kids and get away with it, you become a priest. And it's so sad that you can say that. It is so sad that you can say that, but it's so true because they do nothing about it.
Right. And then when we don't talk about, you know, sex in the church, and if the child is going to church, they're not getting any type of sexual education. They're going home, they're not getting any type of sexual education from the parent. Then who does the child have to talk to? I have a 13-year-old right now, so I'm raising a teenager, so I'm speaking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my daughter talk from the rooters. You know how they say in the country,
mm-hmm.
from the rooters to the tutor.
Okay.
We talk about everything because I don't want my daughter having misinformation or being misinformed. And I want to share with you guys something that I found on ABC News. ABC News actually did a poll about teens and sex, and you can find this at abcnews.go.com/primetime because this was a primetime special that they did, and it's called ABC News Poll, Sex Lives of the American Teen. First of all, you guys, they interviewed teens from 13 to 17 years of age, and one in four of them, y'all, one in four of them had already had sex.
Ain't that pitiful?
I mean,
yes.
It is pitiful, but...
Also, 14% of them were not using any type of birth control.
Oh, man.
Two-thirds of them had already had more than one sex partner. And seven of them had sex as recently as 10 days before the study was done.
Okay.
And then how old were the children?
13 to 30.
We're not done. This is 13 to 17.
Wow.
But they were saying that. Go ahead.
I was watching this documentary. I think it was yesterday. I was watching it over the internet. It's called Little Girls, and it was on Showtime. Do you know that the average age of child exploitation at sex work is 13 to 14?
Oh. Wow.
And these pimps, you know what I mean? These people are real, and we need to educate our children about them. And, you know, they go and they recruit these girls, you know what I mean? And they get girls to recruit these girls, you know, as young as 13, when nobody knows about these things. And you know what's crazy? If you listen to the music that we're listening to today, The same things that the pimps tell these girls on the street, it's the same lyrics that we listen to. And it's the catchiest songs. It's the most popular song.
And that's the reason why. That comes to another point that I was, me and my daughter, because I talked to her before the show, too, because I try to explain to them why we don't watch certain videos and listen to certain music, because I'm the type of person, I believe that what you listen to and what you entertain, that's what enters your subconscious, and that's kind of what controls the way that you think. But you have music telling our girls that they are sex objects.
Yeah.
That they are nothing but, you know, pass around. You got people like Lil Wayne saying he want to do every girl in the world, which we all know you do that, your thing going to fall off.
You know, you'll get instant AIDS now.
You know,
they got instant AIDS. The AIDS done came up. They got instant AIDS now. So you can't just do everybody. You know what I mean? You can't just do everybody.
I was explaining to my daughter, Ursha has a song, and I was so disappointed in Ursha because I grew up with Ursha in Chattanooga, but I know he's doing what he got to do, and he has to appeal to all the other people. He's an outstanding person, so before we get started, I'm not downing him, but I was disappointed in this last particular song where he's on there with Nicki Minaj.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
From my point of view, that's not him. That's not who he is. Because he's a good dude. Said all that to say, I heard the song, and I could not believe it. It was utterly filthy to me.
Yes.
And I tried to explain to my daughter because she doesn't understand. She thinks mama kind of old-fashioned, which I probably am on a lot of stuff. But what I have to explain to her is what they don't tell you, baby, is that certain lifestyles equal herpes. Let's just say you don't get AIDS. You got to break it down to your kids about herpes. That's some mess you ain't going to never get rid of. You got to break it down to them about gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia and things of that nature. So you see all these pretty girls, you see them shaking it, you see them bending it, and you see them, you know, sipping champagne in the club. You don't see what's going on down there if we keeping it real hot and fresh.
Yeah,
so
we are.
My daughter, you don't know what disease they working with. Because nobody has nothing flashing across their forehead. Oh, I got herpes. You run up in this and you're going to get it too. Nobody has that.
Nobody has that. Nobody
you know, flashing across their forehead. You know, and they promote being promiscuous, but they don't promote that part. Go ahead and get the caller.
Okay. So we have a caller in the 253 area code. All right. Hold on a minute now.
Hello.
Caller in the 253 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Yes. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. Just calling to let you all know I'm enjoying the program.
Okay, do you have a comment?
I just tuned in. I'm sorry. What's the topic?
We are talking about the S word. We're talking about sex and why churches don't discuss it, why parents don't discuss it with their kids, and how do we expect the youth to learn if nobody's going to talk about it?
Exactly. Well, most of the time, it's sort of like handed down from generation to generation, your grandparents think it's taboo because you're not old enough, or you might get ideas, and then that's handed down to the next generation until it becomes a thing where, oh no, I don't think we should talk about that, or maybe they don't feel that they are capable of discussing it in a manner that that's educational.
Okay.
So they leave it up to the schools, and some parents are against schools teaching. But we have to educate our kids because they're going to learn it in the street if we don't educate them in a proper way. If parents are want to shun it or they feel embarrassed, that might be an insecurity on their part. And they have in the libraries all kinds of books and tapes that they could start at from the beginning with the little kids, just teaching them just little ideas and facts about things that they heard. They're going to hear it in school, even in elementary. They start street talk about the S word, and so it's imperative that parents find a way. even if they have to go to their doctor, and maybe their doctor might help out.
That's even more embarrassing. That's even more embarrassing. When you're dealing with a teenager, we really have to remember that this is the time when you're embarrassed because your mom wore two different color socks. You know,
right.
You know, sometimes it's not a good idea to put a teen on the spot and take them to a doctor, because from my experience, although I'm not a mother, I do care for a 17-year-old child, and it's not fun, and it's work, and sometimes putting a child on the spot is more detrimental to the child than just having a normal, down-to-earth conversation. You are people. You're a parent, and you should be able to relate to your child just as a person. You know,
But I think that it is important that when you don't have the tools, that you have to go somewhere where somebody is able to, you know, give you the tools. And at the end of the show, we're going to give out some websites that you guys can go to. Let's say you are a parent that is listening and, you know, this is kind of a little bit beyond you. We got a couple of websites that you can go to that, you know, can talk to you about how to break it down to your kids. And about all the different lifestyles that are out there. You know, we have a lot of teenagers experimenting in alternative lifestyles as well.
Yeah.
So there's importance to know that there are some people that know their hearts and there are some people that are just experimenting. There are some people that don't know what they're doing and they're just following everybody else. And that's the most dangerous part.
Right.
That's the dangerous part. The followers, the ones that think that they have something to prove. So they want to go out and prove it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and keep listening.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think what people should do is get a picture of the STDs and let their kids see it to see what it looks like, the stuff that you can catch. My sister, when she went to high school, she brought home this book, and I was in middle school at the time. She brought home a book that was STDs, and I tell you no lie, I looked through it, and that stuff is so disgusting.
It is.
It will really deter you from having sex.
That is an excellent point.
I was looking at girls like,
I did that with my
daughter. I'm looking at girls like, oh my God, she could have that right there and give it to me, and
yeah,
that stuff won't look
exactly
like that. Oh no, that can't happen. That can't happen. I mean,
and you know
that
what?
Stuff in there is ridiculously looking.
And one thing that I want to say, too, is, like, Tori had talked about it way earlier, but one thing I really want to talk about is, I firmly believe that if society and parents and people would break down on these males, for example, whenever Tori said that, you know, parents need to raise their own children, especially whenever you're dealing with the male, who, you know, is basically the one that's, you know, encouraging sex. You know, you have like uncles, you know, big brothers, you know, friends, you know, that always like tell a male, yeah, you know, go have sex, because see, you know, it seems okay for a male to just randomly have sex because, you know, you're not gonna get pregnant. However, just like you said, you can get all these diseases and everything. Even wearing a condom, you can still get stuff. So I think people need to break down on.
Yeah.
I mean, people need to break down on males because there are a lot of loose males out here. I mean,
you just can't blame the guys, because I have had a lot of girls approach me on that point blank trailer in the front.
What?
I have had girls approach me on that. I'm
talking
about that. I have had a lot. I mean, I've gotten letters and everything you think of chicks.
No letters.
We do. No doubt, y'all. Smooth T get all type of crazy fan mail. This
You got letters, all right.
All the groupie love.
Threats. You get threats.
Okay, y'all, well, real quick, we do have to pay some bills around here. This is a hot topic, so make sure that you stay tuned for sure. Real quick, we're going to go into a commercial break. We're going to pay a bill or two, and we're going to be right back. Is that cool, Z?
That's what it is, T.
So that's what's up. Go ahead on and hit that command.
That escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gag, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
Well, that's what's up, y'all, and y'all heard it there. And again, that was one of our commercial breaks, and it's just so crazy that we are talking about sex.
Yeah.
And our show is paid for by sex workers.
Yes, it is.
These are people that have studied sex and have mastered it.
Sounds like smooth tea.
Okay, and they are handling their business. Well, let's go ahead and we had a Facebook comment. And Z, did you want to read some comments too?
You know, actually, my comments are for our next show next Monday. But I do want to just encourage. I just want to encourage everybody, Dave. If you do want to call in and you know let us you know give us your comments, 646-200-3136. And hit option one to speak with the host. All right, T, back to you.
Okay, this is you know, because we're chatting live, we're online radio show. So this is coming from William Six Jeans. It says, sex is taboo, but violence is commonplace even now in 2010, it seems. He says, perhaps those who are afraid to address it have little respect for the topic, meaning they can't speak on something they haven't sought education and answers on. They just indulge as if it is a common sense topic. What's even more tripped out is the fact that the disrespect people show for the topic of sex directly affects them, yet they continue to act as though the act itself is the problem. Instead of countering the negative or less positive representations of sex and healthy sexual activities with equal opposite information, we criticize and ridicule, never making a good point as to why we disagree, thus leaving us in a stagnant state with uneducated, sexually active individuals spreading disease, making unwanted, unplanned children, and correlating sex with love. And, I mean, you can't get no deeper than that. This is a deep brother anyway. But what he said is so true. You have two people on opposite sides of the fence that won't come together and actually address the situation as it is. So since nobody is sitting down and addressing the situation and getting educated on it, we have a group of people still, like you said, spreading disease and making unwanted babies and correlating sex with love. I've told my daughter, it's just so amazing that he would say that, because I've told my daughter, and I've had to tell myself this as well, sex does not equal love. And there are so many young people out there and even older people that think that it does. So it's very important, too, that we as radio shows, we as churches, we as parents, we as uncles, we as cousins, we as sisters, as brothers, let our people know that sex does not equal love. And I think that that leads into our next topic when we're talking about why so many males prey on female vulnerabilities, except for smooth tea. Try to convince them to have sex.
So,
Z, how do you feel about that? Do you think that a lot of guys still use the same, if you love me, you'll have sex with me thingy?
Yeah, they definitely do. You know, a lot of times, you know, just here being in Brooklyn, I really feel bad for girls because the guys here, they're so aggressive and they really don't care. You know, like for them, you know, girls, they be walking down the street and, you know, I'm like, guys just be like, hey, come here, girl. What's your, I mean, you know, I'm just talking to her. I mean, and then like, I look at the girl, and like, she just keeps walking. I can tell she's uncomfortable. You know, a lot of time, you know, girls, you know, some girls, you know, have their figures, you know, hips or whatever, and there's, like, always girls passing by, and like, as they pass by, you know, the guy, they'll turn around looking, and I'm just like.
Hold up now.
It's disgusting.
What you're
it's
trying
disgusting.
To say is if you see a bad chick walking past you, you're not gonna look, you're not gonna double take on her.
Well, no, I'm
it's
not saying that. Exactly, but they don't just look. They actually
grab. They
you know,
they holler,
yeah.
Yell, they whistle. They do anything necessary. They'll trip over their bikes. They'll crash their cars. They'll roll down their windows. Everything. I've experienced that, and not wanted the attention. Without, and you know, it doesn't take much You know what I mean? You don't have to walk down the street naked to get these kind of responses. You know what I mean? So I can understand that the average woman would probably go through these things, and it's annoying. And you know what I mean? It's like these men don't know how to act, and they're so persistent. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I had this man ask me, can I take your picture? What for? You don't even know me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, like, they're so persistent. And if I could only show you the messages that I get on my social networking site, all kinds of crazy stuff. All kinds of, oh, well, if you ever knew real love, I don't know you. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
You know? And that comes with age. These young girls, nobody's ever told them that they love them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's my boyfriend.
I think some old girls, too, because I have a lot of friends that, you know, sleep around looking for love, and it's so sad because I'm thinking, that may be something I may have thought about younger, but at this particular point, we are supposed to kind of know that sex doesn't equal love. So I think that we all need to start, not just with our young people, but just having open conversations like what we're having now, talking about sex and keeping it real hot and fresh. I'm at a particular point in my life, and I know y'all just don't think this is so funny, where to me it's just like so overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I so love myself so much that you're not getting it. Period.
I don't know about
that.
I just so love myself so much that I'm just not throwing myself away or giving myself to know any and everybody because I love me some Tori. And we have to get to that point where we
say
it's
overrated.
Now, we have to say that I love me for me, and I'm going to wait till it's right. With me, it's going to be hard to wait till because I'm human. I have to say I'm human. But we definitely have to, do our best to wait until marriage. We posed a question on our Facebook page. I love what one of the listeners said. The question was, would you rather have a good marriage and bad sex, or bad sex and a good marriage? And one of the listeners, and of course we can't comment on it, but one of them said you should have no sex with no marriage equals no sex. And I just thought that was outstanding because nobody thinks that way anymore. But let's
I think that's so
one
great.
Of those type of, you know, let's just say you're one of those type of people that can't do that. Then you at least need to make sure that it's right and just don't be out here, you know, giving yourself away to any and everybody.
That's true.
Because they always say you need to have sex with somebody before you marry them, because if sex is a big, important thing to you, you might marry somebody and there's a sex be terrible.
Who said that, T?
A lot of people say that.
You know the Bible says you're supposed to. Who said that?
No. No, in the Bible, of course, you're supposed to wait till you get married to have sex, buddy. If you don't know what kind of sex that person might be into. You might have come from somebody who does everything and everything you like. But then
well, you can
this
find that out in a conversation. You don't actually have to have intercourse. And I love my pastor, Bishop Walker. He always says that you should have relationship conversations. For example, you should ask your dude, are you into whoop whoop the whoop? Because if you're into whoop whoop the whoop, I'm not into whoop whoop the whoop. So this is how
what is that?
Like I try anything. You know, I love this person. I'll do it. But then next thing you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I don't like that. I don't want to do it. You're, what in the world? You don't love me now? That's when you start throwing that at them.
So you know what, Smooth T, and this is where we're going to beg to differ, because you probably feel like you have to test drive the car before you find out whether you like it or not, okay? That's how you feel, okay? So that's cool. But would you rather have a used car that you have to test drive or a brand-new car fresh off the lot with no mileage? Think about it.
It depends on which one is which, you know.
That's a long time to not test drive the car. That's a long time. We talk it forever.
Wow.
I'm not saying don't be abstinent. Don't get me wrong. I think abstinence is great. I mean, like, I wouldn't go ahead and go dating from person to person. I wouldn't do that. I mean, like, I'm proud to say I would never do that. You know what I mean? I'm proud in my name, and I want to be proud as a woman. I mean, I know that women that are, and I don't want to say too loose because that sounds so bad, but promiscuous women.
And I've been there before too.
Promiscuous women.
Promiscuous
women get ostracized. You get a name. You get a story behind you. People know your business.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that there should be no reason for that. You know what I mean? There should be no reason for that. I think you should, your body is your temple. You respect your body. You respect yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So like that, I mean, like my mom always told me, listen, you put yourself in a place where you're going to be respected, you know, so that when you're walking down the street, you could walk down the street with your head held high and nobody could disrespect you for no reason.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I have to say, the abstinent lifestyle may not be for everybody, but real talk, y'all, if we did live our life like it is outlined and ordained by the Bible, there's a lot of things, even a lot of bad relationships, a lot of bad friendships that could have been avoided. Because what we have to realize is, and again, I'm not perfect, and I daily make mistakes because we sin daily. But if we could at some point in our lives say, let's try to do it like the Bible. The Bible was written for our betterment so that we could live better, so that we could live peace. And if we did live by the Bible, a lot of things in our lives that are totally out of whack would be in place. For one, being unequally yoked. And you ain't even got to be super saved to get that one. When you unequally yoked with somebody that's not on the same page as you, friendships, relationships or whatnot, it's not going to work, period. So, you know, like I said, abstinence is not for everybody, but when we're talking about sex, you have to bring up abstinence, too. It's a lifestyle that you have to pray about. You have, matter of fact, you probably have to fast and pray about that thing.
Well, I think you should wait, but I don't think you should wait till you get married, though.
I mean, like, you know what? Everybody says that you should wait, but the reality is people are having sex. Married, not married, married, you know what I mean? Out of wedlock, in wedlock, people are having sex.
You need to be educated on it.
People are having
sex. Yeah, I mean, a girl will tell you, I'm waiting, you know, this is going to take a while before you get this. And, you know, the next day you got it. Words is words. But that's all how the person is.
Okay, you guys, this has been a hot topic, and we have our Facebook blowing up and the chat room, but we are getting... We are getting down to the wire, and I hate when we have to do stuff like this. What I would like to do now is if we can get everybody's final thoughts and opinions, and I'm going to go last because I'm giving out the website. So who wants to go first, guys? We're 13 minutes down.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead,
Smoothie. I think all the parents out there shouldn't just blame the guys as the ones being the aggressive because your daughter is a freak, too, and she could put the pressure on her boyfriend. You don't know. He could be landed on her, or she could be landed on him. You know what I'm saying? Working both ways. And also, parents need to keep a closer eye on their kids. Don't think your little child is an angel, because most times they're not. Far from it. That's my opinion.
So, Z-Plot, we're going to let the guys go first and the ladies go last. We're going to split it up. So, Z-Plot, go ahead and give us your final thoughts on the show tonight.
Well, I'm on the fence on this one because I'm on the fence. The reason why is because, you know, like Smoothie said, I do agree with him. You know, guys can be the victim, but on the other side, I think the 90% of the time, guys, they are the one that's, you know, that kind of starts it. And I'm just like, you know, I always think.
Just
and another
girl side.
Well, no, I'm not. But what I'm trying to say is, I mean, we've gotten to a society where being a virgin is like a curse. Hey, it's okay to be a virgin. I mean,
wow.
I'm serious. I mean, you know, people be virgins. I mean, I look at, especially if you're young. Now, if you're older, you know, it's different. But if you're young, you don't need to be having sex. I mean, I shouldn't have to turn on the news and hear like 7, 8, 13-year-old pregnant. I mean, y'all should be virgins, period. There's no debate about that. You should be virgins. You should be enjoying your childhood, but you're having sex. So, I'm getting heated. I just can't believe it.
I got to interrupt you for a second, though. One thing about adults and children is it is usually the pot calling the kettle black.
It's my turn.
I'm just saying. I got to say this. With adults and kids, it's usually the pot calling the kettle black. Adults did this stuff when they were younger. Okay, most people, I don't know about all y'all, but most, you know, children or whatever, teenagers have sex, and then they grow up to be people who tell their kids, oh, wait till you get married to have sex. It's kind of a hypocritical thing, but you're standing for their best interest at mine.
Yeah.
But
you're
saying it just to, you know,
that is true.
Because you were told the same thing. It's something that you feel is right,
yeah.
But at the same time, having sex, and when you're a young age, that feels right, too.
Okay, yeah. Ms. Jewel, since Smooth T got two final thoughts.
Yeah, he got mine. He got the rest of mine.
Go ahead and tell us what you think as far as your final thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Is she still there, Z-Fly?
Yes, she is. Jules, can you hear us? Jules?
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
You're fine.
Sorry. Having technical difficulties over here.
Well,
okay.
We want you to go ahead and give your final thought. We're 10 minutes down to the show.
Okay, my final thoughts on everything, I mean, like, it would be a better place if we followed our Bibles. It would be a better place if we were abstinent. But the point of the matter is people are having sex. They're having sex out of wedlock. They're having sex before, you know, teens, non-teens. It doesn't matter. People are having sex. So the most that we can do is have sex responsibly and be responsible for our bodies, our actions, be responsible for our children. Teach them right. Counsel them. Tell them what's acceptable, what might be terrible in the future. We should be able to tell our children these things. We should know where our children are. We should know what we're paying for if we're paying for cell phones. Is there AIM? Does AIM have pictures? We should know all these things. We should just be responsible parents, and that's just what I think.
Well, I would have to agree wholeheartedly with what Jules said, and my final thought would be that education with most things in life is going to be the key here. You have to be educated, just like she said, on to what your children are doing, what they're into. I heard Michael Bazin say, you need to know what a Facebook is and a MySpace and a Twitter. Parents, you can't just say, oh, that's a young folk thing. You need to know on it. You need to know how to snoop and go in albums and things of that nature to find out what your child is doing. And you have to be educated on what's going on, period. Another thing that was alarming about that thing that ABC did was that not only are they having regular sex, but they're having oral sex too.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't feel like unless I have intercourse, I can't get a sexually transmitted disease. Well, that's a lie. There's mono. You can also get herpes in the mouth. So there are a lot of things that we need to talk to our kids about, education. I love what Smooth T said about showing your kids venereal diseases. That's something I've done myself because it is so important. So I think that education is the key. And I want to give you guys a couple of websites or three websites to go to. Let's just say you're a parent, you're a church member, your auntie, you somebody at home, an uncle that doesn't really know how to start the conversation. There are a couple of websites. One is sexetc.org. That's sexetc.org. Another one is www.freechild.org. A lot of these websites are going to also talk about Planned Parenthood and things of that nature too, because you never know at what point your child is going to talk to you about sex. Some of them want to talk before they have it, some afterwards, some after they've already gotten in trouble. So that leads us to the third one, which is www.plannedparenthood.org. They have all different types of little links on here that you guys can go to just kind of, you know, spark the conversation. And I'm so sorry to all of our listeners. We see the phones blowing up. Facebook is blowing up. My regular cell phone is blowing up. So there are a lot of people, but we're not going to be able to get you. So we thank you so much for tuning into the show and wanting to be a part of it. But right now we have to get into our 10 ways to know that you are ghetto. And I really don't want to get off it, but we have to. Sorry, y'all.
No, that's what it is. Okay, but everybody, just let you know that as you noticed tonight, we did not play the Who's It Gonna Be song. So that means that next week, the last week in April, we will be doing the $50 Target gift card giveaway. So be sure to be the 10th caller and be sure to know what was the number one ghetto from our February 15th show on our 10 Ways You Know You Get Us segment. And 10 callers, you're going to win a $50 gift card. But what we're going to do now is go ahead and do 10 Ways You... Okay, through the 10 Ways You Know You Get Us tonight, and we're going to close it out. We will thank you, Jules, again for keeping it real hot and fresh with us.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
Y'all ready. Y'all okay. All right, y'all. Number... I love that little song. All right, y'all, number 10, you know you ghetto if you talk loud on your cell phone in public and everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, now, if you're Yeah, if you're down the street, I shouldn't hear you on the other end of the street.
You know, but it happens, especially here in New York City. I'm pretty sure Jewel can vouch for that. You know what I'm saying?
I saw it yesterday. Hey. She's on all the corner. I could hear her clearly on the other end.
Right. So sad. Number nine, you know you get a, if you use a razor blade, get fingernail polish off, you're going to get the hell.
Okay. Okay,
you gotta do
what you gotta do. Oh, boy, I wouldn't have said that. Number eight, you know you get a, if you have a boom box on your moped. Well, you know.
No.
Okay, number seven, you know you get a, if you chew on pins. But see, but a lot of people are nervous, especially these days. You know, people are nervous. I do a bad habit, too. I don't know. Number six, you know you get a, if you take your time to cross the street, because you know nobody won't dare hit you. I hate people like that. Ugh. It's like, okay, my light is green. Well, you have them cross the street. And then they walk right slow. And then, you know I'm talking about. Number five. You know, you get up if you dig up other people's flowers and put them in your yard. That's cheap. Number four, you know, you get up if you use an old big satellite dish for a gazebo roof.
No.
Number three, you know, you get up if now you want to get saved after you almost die from a cocaine overdose. Ain't that how it is? They always want to get saved. Number two, you know you get a, if you use deodorant at Walmart, then put it right back on the shelf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did that before. Number one, you know you get a, if when you move, you take the bushes with you.
The world.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, y'all. That's what it is. That's how you keep it real hot and fresh with us. We are going to leave you with the Veal Tory D song. And Jewel, we want to thank you again for keeping it real hot and fresh. And we will talk to y'all next week. Peace, y'all.
Peace. Bye.